Festival staples like fireworks, a parade, and maypole dancing are back, but organizers are adding a few new twists, like a game of 18th century cricket and a performance by the U.S. Army Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps. Dover Days organizer Wendy Vestfall expects to meet or exceed last year's attendance record of 55,000 people.
We're fingers crossing that this rain that's been kind of sticking around here for the last couple days, according to the weather forecast, is supposed to be beautiful on Saturday and Sunday, so we're hoping that won't stop people from coming down.
Saturday morning's Dover Days parade will compete with Vice President Joe Biden's commencement speech at Delaware State University, but Vestfall doesn't anticipate any issues since the two events are a couple miles apart. If you're worried about parking, there are several lots in the downtown area designated for people attending Dover Days. The event is free, and it runs through Sunday. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.